So the question is that when we, there's a big difference between Vedic culture and modern culture, so or Vedic society and modern society. So how much of that do we need to replicate today? For example, with respect to dressing, say, is it necessary to wear saris, or is dress something more that is traditional rather than religious? Yeah, it is true that there is a big difference between modern society and traditional Vedic society. At the same time, the important thing is the purpose. The purpose is that we want to grow spiritually, we want to love Krishna, and we want to attain Krishna. So, in principle, it is not that Krishna is going to see which dress we are wearing. Krishna sees what is the devotion that we have in our heart. So there's a conversation of Srila Prabhupada with one poet, Allen Ginsberg. It was took place in New Vrindavan. And Allen Ginsberg tells Prabhupada that actually Swamiji, he wanted to help Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness in America. And he says, Swamiji, this Krishna consciousness is not spread very much as long as it looks very Hindu. So Prabhupada says, what is Hindu about? We are universal. I said, no, Prabhupada, your dress is Indian. The food that you eat is Indian. The mantra that you chant is Indian. So it all looks very Indian to Americans. So Prabhupada said, no, it's not essential. The dress, you can wear any dress. And he says, food, you can offer any food to Krishna and you can take that food. And as far as the name of the mantras are concerned, Prabhupada was so broad over there, he said, you can chant, the principle is to chant the names of God. You can chant the names of God according to your own tradition, in your local language. So this is the principle. That generally when you talk about culture, what do you talk about? Culture, there's dress, language, food. There are three main things which come in culture. And Prabhupada says that, you know, we are completely open about these things. This is in principle. In practice, Srila Prabhupada was quite specific. Srila Prabhupada taught even his Western disciples to cook Indian food items. He got his Western disciples to wear the Indian Bengali dress or whatever you want to say, dhoti kurta saris. Now, with respect to language, he was quite flexible. He did not really ask his disciples to learn Sanskrit, except for reciting verses in the morning in the class. All of you did that today morning. It was nice. So, apart from that, Prabhupada was not insistent about Sanskrit. So, in principle, he was open to adaptation in all of this. In practice, he was flexible about some things. He was a little more firm about some other things. So with language, he did not insist that his disciples have to learn Sanskrit at all. He did not. And then with respect to food, we see the practical reality is that his devotees have learned Indian food items, but now all different kinds of cuisines are also there, which are offered to Krishna, and we take food. That's perfectly fine. So with respect to dress, there is still some amount of indecision. So every tradition needs some things which identifies it as a tradition. So there are many who feel that the dhoti kurta or the sari, these are the dress which will identify us as devotees, as Hare Krishna devotees. And so we should preserve it. And there are others who feel that actually by identifying ourselves like this, we will not be able to connect with people. We'll be like odd men out or odd women out, and we'll not be able to connect with people. So that's why there is some discussion. Now, the important thing is that the tradition also every tradition has certain sense of identity with it. So for example, even now, most Catholic pastors, when they are doing mass, they wear a particular dress. So, all the times have changed, they keep a particular dress usually on. That's what they wear. So, without getting into the whole debate about whether something is religious or it is traditional. Means religious means it is not, it has got something directly with the spiritual world or with Krishna, or traditional means it's just what is coming from the past. That whole debate is not really very important. The important thing is that every tradition, we are a living tradition right now. And every tradition requires some identity markers. Who are we? Like we wear the beads, Kantimala we wear. We all need some identity markers. And whichever identity marker is suitable for us, we may adopt that. So it's very unlikely that, you know, it's almost impossible that in an ISKCON temple, there would be a entry guard waiting. Are you wearing a sari? Not wearing, you cannot come inside. Nobody's going to do that. So, in certain dresses may be encouraged, certain dresses may not be encouraged. In general, decency in dressing is important. So, as long as that is there, a sari is a traditional Indian dress which Srila Prabhupada introduced to his devotees, and that's why many devotees feel strongly that it should be preserved. Similarly, for men, dhoti kurtas should be preserved. And especially when we are doing direct deity worship, at that time, this traditional dress is to be worn. At other times, which dress is to be worn, that will ultimately be decided by the individual. It's not that by wearing a particular dress, one automatically becomes spiritual, or by not wearing it, one cannot become spiritual. But still, for us, in many ways, the external affects the internal. Although the dress is external, the external also affects the internal. That if there is a particular dress which we associate with a particular activity, say for example, we wear sari when we go to the temple, or we wear dhoti kurta when we go to the temple, then whenever we start wearing dhoti kurta, hey, this is, now I'm doing something special, now I'm doing something sacred. So I need to behave properly, I need to conduct myself properly. So for many people, we will find that the external will be conducive to the internal. So in that sense, we cannot. So there are two extremes. Is one is the external just doesn't matter, only the internal matters, and therefore don't bother about the external. The other extreme is to say that as long as the external is not there, the internal cannot be there only. Both are invalid. The external is conducive to the internal, so we can adapt it. But in some cases, if the external is not practical, external is counterproductive in some ways, then it need not be worn. Prabhupada is open about that. Even devotees, sometimes they wear civil clothes. It's not a problem. Now, for example, me also, if we go to the Middle East, they don't allow us to go in this dress. So when I go there, I have to wear shirt, pant and go. That's what is necessary. Everybody who, even all senior preachers who go to the Middle East, if that's what is required, it's required. It's not a cardinal principle that can never be violated. Does that answer your question?